This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nothing short of outstanding. She is an MVP for us. She is currently landing in Philadelphia to get set for these joint practices. I'm not sure if she's landing the plane herself, which I do think she could do. I think she could land the plane, talk to us on the phone, and get everyone there safely. I'm just, so much I trust her.
There it is. Yeah.
So Mary Kay is going to join us here in a second. We'll talk to her as soon as she has an opportunity. She's literally walking off the plane to make sure that you have the opportunity to hear what she has to say about the Browns. As they get set for an interesting week, they're in Philadelphia for joint practices, and there she is, Mary Kay, on the fan hotline. Mary Kay, your dedication to this program is outstanding. We know you just landed. Thank you for your time.
Oh, no problem. Anything for you guys, that's for sure.
Yeah, are you right on the jetway?
No, I'm in the concourse now.
Oh, you're in the concourse. This is why you are a Hall of Famer. I just want you to know that. And a great leader. All right, as you set foot in Philadelphia, what are your expectations and thoughts for the next 2 days of practice compared to what we're going to see on Saturday?
Well, what we're going to see over the next 2 days are a lot of the veterans going against the Philadelphia Eagles ones, and that's the whole key to these joint practices, is to see what Joe Flacco can do against this number one defense of the Eagles, to see what Jerry Jeudy and Cedric Tillman and David Njoku look like against this number one defense, against this pass rush, and against this great secondary. So really, that's what I'm most interested in seeing, is how is this new offense going to perform against such a great defense, one that really helped them win the Super Bowl last year.
Do you expect Kenny Pickett to take part in any of this, Mary Kay, or do you think he's still not good to go?
He will take part in some of it. He will be in 7-on-7s and individual drills. He's not expected to be back in any 11-on-11s yet. That's what Kevin told us yesterday, so I will be surprised if that happens. I wrote a column yesterday saying that, in my mind, that means to me that Joe Flacco really has a leg up in this competition, and he has the inside track to win it because Kenny hasn't had enough time on task with the first-team offense. He practiced for 4 days. He's missed the last 8 practices of 11-on-11s, and he missed a whole week of just doing nothing. And so I just really don't know how he would come back now and win this thing and beat out Joe.
See, that's what I'm thinking, too. If he doesn't take part this week on a high level, like the same level as Flacco, I don't know how the team could turn around and name him a starting quarterback based on what happens leading into the third preseason game and maybe in the third preseason game. If that doesn't happen, is he your backup quarterback?
Yeah, I would think that he could be your backup quarterback, but they don't really have to worry about that so much because you can go game by game on that. You can mess around with practice squads and all that kind of stuff. So they don't really have to worry about that. If he's 100% healthy and ready to go and he has had enough time to be able to step in there and function effectively as the backup, then they can make him that, but they also don't have to. And I think that's another reason why they have been giving Dylan Gabriel plenty of work with the first team, because I think they're looking at him as a potential backup as well. And then also it gives you some options just in terms of, you know, if someone comes calling for anyone. I still think all four will make the roster, but I think there's still plenty of time left to see how it all shakes out.
Mary Kay, just give me the big picture on Shedeur. And now that we've had a couple days to think about it and just kind of let it sink in, I'm still impressed that that with his poise from Friday. I'm still impressed with some things that I thought he needed to show, especially after, you know, dropping to the fifth round. But give me the big picture on Shedeur right now.
Well, Shedeur passed the test with flying colors. He did exactly what they hoped he would do. He went out and he functioned really well. The moment wasn't too big for him. He showed off his elite accuracy and his touch on the football. Those were two really great touchdown passes to Caden Davis. And, you know, he drifted a few times and did a few things that he would like to have back, I'm sure. But for the most part, he functioned really well. Now, the thing to remember, and the reason why I also wrote that he's a long shot to start week one, is the fact that Kevin Stefanski sets it up so that his young quarterbacks do look good in these preseason games, so that they can play fast. If you look back over the stats over the years, Joshua Dobbs played well, Tyler Huntley played well, DTR played well in preseason, and it gets everyone all excited, and that's great. You want that. That's exactly what you hope for. But it doesn't mean that he's ready to start week one. He still has a ways to go.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the Plain Deal of Cleveland.com. You've written some great pieces over the years about Myles Garrett. Unfortunately, some of them have been about his driving habits, including the one that's out there now. You've talked about how his family members have talked to him and everything. What's going to slow this guy down, Mary Kay?
Yeah, I was surprised about this. And while I was on the plane, I was working on a column trying to figure out what I wanted to say about this. And I feel like I need to say something, because when Shedeur Sanders got his two speeding tickets, I talked about what a concern those were. So, I really feel like I need to weigh in on this. And I don't know exactly, you know, 100% where I'm going with it yet. But I do think that, you know, this is not something that you want from your team leader just after Andrew Berry had said that, you know, just how dangerous this is. He wasn't just talking to Shedeur. He was talking to the whole entire football team,
right,
when he talked about how this is just not what they want from their team. And, of course, I wrote for today in my story that, you know, Jimmy Haslam came out and asked Myles Garrett to even be more of a leader this year. And this is just not something that you want from your team captain, team leader.
Yeah, I can't get over the, you know, the thought here of, you know, you've got a rookie who did something that nobody wanted to see him do. And how can your captain do the same? Like, why wouldn't young guys are going to follow the leader on this thing? I know this is probably going to be a 1 or 2 day story, Mary Kay. I might linger a little bit, but it's not, you know, the end all be all. But, you know, can you, especially with the whole contract stuff in the offseason, whether that's business or not, it's a little difficult to look at him and say that guy's a captain. He's a great football player, best player on the team, but to say that he's a leader and a captain, what happened with him getting another speeding ticket does not bode well.
Well, it's just not a good look right now. The Browns have other things that they are dealing with right now that have also not put the organization in a positive light. So what they need from their team leaders and their team captains, they need those guys to be making good headlines only. So I'm sure that they're not happy about this. I know they're not happy about this. Once again, just a couple of months after, less than a month after Andrew Berry came out and sort of harshly rebuked Shedeur Sanders for his own speeding incident. So again, it's not like he went out and broke some kind of, you know, did something criminal or anything like that. But still, it is just not the kind of headlines that you want anybody on the Cleveland Browns to be making right now.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. What have you thought of Dylan Gabriel so far?
Well, here's the thing to remember about Dylan Gabriel, and a lot of people lose sight about this. Dylan Gabriel was asked to do so much more than Shedeur Sanders has been asked to do so far in Browns training camp. He and Kenny Pickett were bearing the brunt of the installation of the new offense. They were being tasked with trying to figure out what was going to work, what wasn't going to work. So the concepts, the calls, everything was a lot more for Dylan than it was for Shedeur. And both of them have done a really nice job with what they have been asked to do. Dylan sacrificed efficiency at times for, you know, in the name of trying to help get this new offense up and running. So that's what people have to think about when they think about Dylan Gabriel. And, you know, now he's had the hamstring, so he really hasn't had an opportunity to show what he can do when maybe they have pared down the offense a little bit or streamlined it a bit to do the things that he does really well.
Let's size up some other positions. What do we learn about the skill position, guys, the running backs and the wide receivers?
Well, I think that Jerry Jeudy has looked really good. He's heating up really, really nicely with Joe Flacco. So he's looked good. Said, I think we still need to see some more from Sed Tillman. I think he has some more explosive plays in him that we have yet to see. I think there's more there than we have seen so far from David Njoku. I think Harold Fannin has done a nice job. I think it's unfortunate for the Browns that they don't have Quinshon Judkins yet. I think that is hurting them in a huge way at this point in the season. This is a pivotal week for them, and they still don't have him, and we don't know when he's going to be back with the team. So there are some good things offensively and some challenging things offensively.
With Judkins' situation, Mary Kay, and not opting for the speedy trial, pushing it back until what looks like the end of the season, that would give him the opportunity to play this year, if I'm correct. What does that do for the Browns, and what do you think it would do for them if they suddenly sign him and bring him into camp? That's kind of a tough sell, isn't it?
Well, they have been known to let the legal process play out with a player and bring him in and do what, you know, what the player needs to do. Now, it's not just the legal system that they have to deal with. They also have to deal with the NFL. So I'm sure there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff going on right now. The NFL takes these matters very, very seriously. The Browns take these matters very seriously. I don't know where it's going yet, but I do know that all parties take it very seriously, and we'll just have to see how the league will weigh in on this.
Mary Kay, again, like when we're watching on Saturday, if you're a fan watching, is it sort of an optical illusion? Because I think fans buy into what they see when they watch these games on TV, but knowing that the busy work's going to get done during the week, is it sort of an optical illusion for fans that are watching the game on Saturday?
Well, I do think that you have to, you know, take these preseason games with a big grain of salt. They're not game planning for you. They're not taking away your weaknesses. They're not necessarily out to get you the way they're going to be in a game. So I do think that you have to kind of temper the enthusiasm a little bit, find things to be encouraged and excited about, which is great. That's what Browns fans should do. But also just keep it in a bit of perspective as you go through it.
Last thought. You think starters play week three of the preseason?
Yes, I do. Okay. I think that will be the dress rehearsal game, and they will play. I don't know if they'll play the whole first quarter. That's probably what I would do. I'd give them a quarter to get into a little bit of a rhythm, maybe even a little bit more than that. But, yes, they will play.
All right, Mary Kay, thank you for stopping and dropping everything while you were at the airport to talk to us today. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Mary Kay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. I think sometimes lost in the conversation about the Browns, especially over the last 6 weeks, is, you know, where are the skill position players as we head into, you know, preseason game number two coming up on Saturday? And when you look at their wide receiving core, Jeff, it's, to me, it's sketchy at best, because you know there are better wide receiving cores out there, but if you add a quarterback that can get them the ball, it doesn't look so sketchy anymore. And that, I think that's, you know, on paper, I think we always want to look and go, oh, they've got three great wide receivers. Oh, they're got, oh, look at Cincinnati. But, you know, and we all have a tendency to do that. No one is shaking in their boots looking at the Browns' wide receiving situation. But you were talking about something in the break I thought was interesting about your perspective of, you know, just even between Jerry Jeudy and Cedric Tillman.
I am a big Cedric Tillman fan. I like him. I think he's a good wide receiver. And I saw something the other day that kind of, I wouldn't say back that up, but I think everybody needs to think about it. That stretch where Cedric Tillman played with Jameis Winston at quarterback. Mm-hmm. And it was a, you know, it was a real good stretch, as we all know. And Jameis was entertaining, if nothing else. You know, he threw the ball all around and threw it deep and everything else. Cedric Tillman was arguably more productive during that stretch than Jerry Jeudy.
All right, argue it, if you're saying argue, because I think most people think Jerry Jeudy walked away the big winner there.
Yeah, I can understand why people would think that. But if my math is correct, and just quickly throwing this together, during that stretch, and it was from week 7 through 11, is when it was, when Jameis was pretty much being the guy. Mm-hmm. And so it was games over Cincinnati, Baltimore, Chargers. And reception-wise, 26 for Tillman, 25 for Jeudy. Jerry had more yardage. Cedric had more touchdowns. So you could make the argument that during that stretch, they were wide receiver 1 and 1A. And you could put either guy in that spot. And I just wonder, is that the real Cedric Tillman? Hmm. Or is that something that just kind of happened? You know what I mean? I mean, is that what he's really capable of? I hope so. I don't know, but I hope so. Because, Andy, if so, and clearly the Browns have him slotted as the number two wide receiver right now, because he didn't play in week one of the preseason. Deontay Johnson did, but Cedric Tillman didn't play. So to me, that screams that he's the number two wide receiver.
No, Jamari did. Jamari Thresh did. He had two catches.
Yeah, but you didn't play Jerry Jeudy and you didn't play Cedric Tillman.
Right. So that's one.
To me, that screams one and two. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder, can Cedric be as productive as he was with Jameis, with either Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett or whoever else? Because if so, that answers a big question at wide receiver. I mean, I really like his potential. I think he's got a lot of talent. He's got a lot of physical ability too. And I'm hopeful that was just a little glimpse of what he can do. And if he hadn't had that concussion and been out, who knows where he would have ended up. But I thought he did a nice job last year during that stretch, and he looked like the real deal. You know, it's hard to look like the real deal in an NFL game. It's really hard to look like the real deal in consecutive games. You know, for a guy who's doesn't have the reputation of being the real deal yet. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But he strung a bunch of games together and was really pretty good. And I'm really optimistic about him. I'm so hopeful that he's able to stay healthy and be out there on that football field.
You know, Deontay Johnson, again, you know.
Question mark, but man, if it gets answered in a positive way, well, if he's not there, Andy, there's a big problem because you're counting on him, don't you think? I mean, look at that wide receiver group. Who are you counting on? Jerry Jeudy, Cedric Tillman, and Deontay Johnson. But with Deontay and with Cedric Tillman, there are huge question marks.
So what do you think Caden Davis did for himself with his three catches for 23 yards, and but more importantly, two touchdowns.
I keep thinking of one thing that Kevin Stefanski keeps referring to. You know, we had good luck in Minnesota with a guy who wasn't drafted, Adam Thielen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're about the same size. Caden Davis has really been knocked around the league, though. You know, he's not caught a pass in the NFL. He'll be 27 in September. That'd be some story if this guy comes in and actually plays a role. But he looked really good, you know, in the first preseason game. That's okay. A lot of guys look really pretty good. I've mentioned it on the show at least once over the last 14 years. There was a guy years ago for the Raiders who was unbelievable in the preseason. There was one preseason where he like led the entire NFL in like every rushing or every receiving category. It was outstanding. And his name is Kenny Shedd. And I don't know if anybody remembers Kenny Shedd, but he was terrific. He was great for the Raiders in a preseason, actually played in the league for a while, and then went on to a fine career in the San Leandro, California Police Department.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they owned butter.
No.
Some kind of margarine company.
You know, he was really good in the preseason. That tells you what preseason football is all about. It led to a fine career in law enforcement for Kenny Shedd. Nothing wrong with a career in law enforcement, but he was hoping for a career in the NFL. And he didn't have a very long one. And he was a fifth-round pick.
It reminds me, you know, like every year there's always a player that does something in the preseason that catches your eye. And then you're like, oh, I hope they make team. I hope they make team. Then they get cut. And you're like, oh. And probably one of the most truthful statements I've ever. Do you remember? It was like Chris Palmer's. I think it might have been his second year. They had a guy named Robinette. Was his last name. It was kind of a bulkier. I want to say tight end. I want to probably tight end, knowing me, from West Virginia. And he had a really good preseason game. And I remember in this gigantic huddle being out in Berea asking him, I was like, hey, what do you think about Robinette? Does he have any chance? And he was like, you know, it's interesting that you should ask that because we had a really long sit down. He is a great guy. And we talked about him going to law school this morning. I was like, okay.
Great.
I was like, you know what? I thanks, Chris, because I appreciate that because he was honest in his answer because he was a guy that jumped off the page when the threes were playing the threes or the four, well, the fours were probably playing the fours. Right. At that point during a preseason game, and you kind of sometimes you fall in love with players that'll, you know, never have any chance of being on the team. Eric is in Akron. Hi, Eric. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey,
how are you?
All right. So I just thought it was kind of wild that Mary Kay compared what Shador did to Josh Dobbs or DTR. I mean, is that the way I'm to look at the preseason now? Like, that's a crazy statement. Like, everybody basically in the U.S. is excited about what this kid did, and she minimized it down to Josh Dobbs or DTR. Like, I just don't know how to feel about that. I don't even know how to feel about the preseason at this point because she's a trusted reporter.
Well, I don't think she's giving you bad information. I think she is looking at it from a logical standpoint. I don't know. From a logical standpoint, you look at it and say, fifth-round draft pick? This guy should be excited to try to fight for the third spot on the team. What I saw on Friday night was a guy that played better than you would expect out of a fifth-round draft pick. He showed me some things that I think we knew in college, but we wanted to see if it would translate into the pro game. He did it against a first-team offense, was able to move the ball. Yeah, there were some things he's got to work on. There's no question about that. But I was excited by it, too. But I think even Dan said this last week. He said, be careful of what you see with any of the rookie quarterbacks, whether it was Shador or whether it's Gabriel, that the numbers you see in these games may not be reality, right? That's a fair way to put it. That because and Jeff, you had DTR's numbers from his first game up.
He was 8 of 11 for 82 yards.
So I mean, I understand that. I don't. Do you think Mary Kay's crazy for what she said? Oh, there he goes. All right.
So remember, guys, preseason games are not the real thing.
He said something
They're
that I think is
not.
Interesting, though, Jeff. That
it's spring training stats.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, that's fair.
Spring training stats. It's the same
Should it matter that the rest of the country's got their eye on us because they want to see what happens at Shador?
No, they got to fill content on their own channels. I mean, let's be really honest with ourselves here.
Mary Kay,
filling content.
Mary Kay made a real accurate comment, and I've heard it from others as well. And it's that, you know, everybody's looking at Shador, and people are saying Dylan Gabriel's struggling a little bit and blah, 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 blah. Mary Kay accurately said they're asking Dylan to do a lot more than they're asking Shador to do here in training camp. And that's because they liked him better. Doesn't mean they like him better now, but when they went into camp, I mean, they obviously liked him better because they took him two rounds earlier. I mean, that I don't mean to, you know, step on anybody's toes here. That's, I mean, just look at it and think, duh, of course they liked him better because they could have taken Sanders in the third round and they didn't. So they're asking Dylan Gabriel to do more. If he's going up against, you know, the first team defense more frequently and everything else and installing the new offense and all that stuff, I would think he'd be a little more prone to make mistakes. And so let's just give Gabriel a chance to go out and play. Let's see what he does coming up on Saturday. And let's see Sanders follow it up. I mean, this is great. Wouldn't it be awesome to have two or three guys who can actually play quarterback and get your choice rather than having to settle for one of these guys?
Absolutely agree. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. One team in town is very well respected. Who is it? We'll tell you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.